You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Action Network. I am Chad Millman. We are heading into week two of the NFL season. Last week, ladies and gentlemen, was our biggest show in podcast history. Massive, massive show. I think it speaks to three things. One, people's enthusiasm for the NFL returning. Two, people's enthusiasm for Scooch. And three, people's enthusiasm for me. Scooch, don't laugh. I haven't introduced you yet. We got such a big show coming up today. A couple of projects I want to tell you about. Number one, Scooch, later on in the show, Darren Revell is going to come back. Simon Hunter, who's the professional bettor from New Jersey, is going to come back. Simon Hunter will weigh in on the picks that Darren and I have. Darren is the square. Me is the quote-unquote sharp for the Super Contest. First week of the Super Contest, Darren and I went 3-2. We needed the Texans last night to cover. They did. That game, once they had the ball after like 3 minutes left, I knew we were going to at least cover. And then game got crazy. So it was super exciting. Scooch, later on, we got to play some Scooch Roulette. I believe we both lost.
I had the Vikings, man.
Oh, what do I have? The Jags?
I don't know. You had like five picks, so I don't know which one you finally went.
I think I did pick. No, maybe I picked the Colts. I don't know. We'll have to ask Patrick to like figure it out for us while we're listening to the podcast. But first, from Boyd Gaming, representing all the sports books that Boyd Gaming has around the country, bookmaker of the world, Bob Scucci. That is music worthy of a man who won the first week of Scooch Roulette.
Yeah. Good to be back.
Listen.
First week was good.
Just give me a taste. Give me a taste. I want to tell you a little bit about a project I'm working on that I think you'll enjoy. But give me a taste of what it was like in the books. I feel like every year we could say this. It's getting bigger. Every year there's more enthusiasm. But this year it feels like we can say that with authenticity and legitimacy because of the legalization of sports betting and really the way it's being talked about in so many platforms right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we launched two sports books in Mississippi last year. We launched one in outside Philadelphia in March, and then we just launched four of them in Indiana and Iowa in the past 2 weeks. And when you look at Nevada numbers are growing if you look at year-over-year numbers. So the idea that legalization, at least for the time being, is going to take away from Nevada hasn't held true yet. I think it's just showing that the legalization right now across the country is just getting more exposure to new people that may not have bet sports before. So to say that it's bigger than ever is most accurate right now.
A wise man once said to me that legalized sports betting would only be good for Nevada because if you go to your local amusement park, doesn't mean you don't want to go to Disney World.
I remember saying that. That was me. I still think that holds true. I mean, somebody that's never been to on a roller coaster, goes to the local amusement park, is like, hey, I want to try Disneyland or Magic Mountain or something.
You said that to me like 10 years ago.
Wow, you got a memory, my friend.
I remember exactly where we were when you said it to me. I was in Vegas, and I was working on a story about the legalization of sports betting and for E60, the ESPN news magazine show. And I was interviewing you, and before we went on camera, you said this to me. I'm like, Scooch, that's a great line. You got to say that on camera.
Wow. I mean, that was so long ago. I still would have made nationwide sports betting a big underdog at the time. But look at where we are now. I mean, it's incredible.
Later on today, don't forget, Darren Revelle and Simon Hunter, professional bettors, are going to come on, and we're going to talk about the picks we're making to win $1.5 million in the Super Contest. But I do want to tell you something, Scooch. I decided last weekend, so I think I've told you this story, that every year I've gone head-to-head with my buddy Matt in Pigskin Pick'em, where we pick every game against the spread. And I've been destroying him, like really destroying him. And for the past 4 years, and like, it's honestly getting expensive for me because the winner ends up having to buy the loser trophies or do something to embarrass them. So, you know, now it's gotten to the point where I got to top myself every year. And so instead of getting him a trophy this past year when I beat him, you ever heard of Cameo?
No.
Cameo is this company where you can pay to have B, C level celebrities do a short video with a very specific message that they will then send to the person you want to give it to. So I went with the guy who played Kevin in The Office. My buddy Matt, his kids are obsessed with The Office. Any kid these days between the age of like 10 and 20 is obsessed with The Office because they've all watched it on Netflix about 8,000 times. Like my kids have watched every episode of The Office 10 times, right? And so Matt's kids have too. And so I got Kevin from The Office to do a cameo, excoriating Matt for losing to me again, and specifically mentioning to Matt that his kids are so ashamed of him for losing again and again and again, right? But at this point, like, beating Matt is costing me like $400 or $500 a year because I've got to get all this stuff to embarrass him at the end of the year. And so I said to him this year, listen, let me just pick every game. Like, we'll both, let's each put $400 into a pool. Let me pick every game. And at the end of the year, if I lose, you can lord it over me. If I win, then we're going to split the profit, right? We'll share and we'll enjoy and it'll be something we can do together instead of me beating you again. So of course, Matt decides like he needs to be able to make some picks as well. He can't just be sort of a passive participant. And I said to him, like, dude, it's not pick'em camp. Not everybody gets to play. And I thought you'd laugh at that a little more. Pick'em camp? Like, it's good, right?
Yeah.
I used that line on the radio last week, and they loved it. But we decided to do it anyways. I let him make some picks. And we picked this past weekend for the first time. We went 11-5 in all 16 games against the spread.
Holy cow.
Yeah, holy cow. So listen, I want to tell people, you can follow along in the Action Network app. Download the free Action Network app. It's follow 256 or bust. 256 or bust. That is the account. And you can track everything that we're doing for this project. 256 or bust. What do you think of that, Scooch?
I like it.
It's actually harder. It's harder to pick five games that you're positive about than to just let it fly on the 16. Because like the 16, you know, like the five games you invest so much time in, if you go 3-2, you're lucky. The 16, like, you might end up 50-50 on these. It's just better mentally. It's more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing that for years here in town. I haven't done it recently, but there's always been like a battle of the bookies in one of the local papers and everything. And you have to pick every game on the board. And it sounds easier, but it could be difficult too. I mean, you have those weeks where you just go like, you know, four or five winners and the rest losers. So, it's fun.
It's important to get a good start just so I haven't busted my bankroll by week two.
Right?
all right, Scooch, we got some craptastic games to talk about and a record-setting number we got to get to. Let's talk about the first one on the board, Thursday night. Tampa at Carolina. This line opened at 5. It's now at 6.5.
Yep.
What's going on there?
First bet out of the gate when we hung the Lions, actually, and some sharp bettors. And I hate having the public and the sharp guys on the same side, but this is one of those. And a sizable favorite on a on a Thursday night. I just jacked up the money line not too long ago on this one. Panthers played a tough team last week in the Rams, and they looked pretty good. It looked like one of those grinding type games. It wasn't a pretty game to watch. Two defenses battling out. Buccaneers didn't show much. So I understand the move. We try not to take too much into account in big line adjustments after 1 week. Matter of fact, now that a lot of the players don't see any action in preseason, it's almost like week 3 and 4 is when you really start getting the good indication of who these teams are. You almost have to, you have to expect a lot of uncertainty the first 2 or 3 weeks. So we try not to adjust too much, and we stuck with what the line would have been prior to any of the last week's games. There's only 2 or 3 teams that, and we'll get to that, we did make some sizable adjustments off of week 1, but largely because of personnel reasons. But so this one, we're just going to be big Buccaneer fans on Thursday night.
I can't get a read on this one, and unfortunately, I am obligated to bet every game.
It's a tough number too, so you want to play the Panthers in this one, but it's a lot of points to lay. Missed out on the good number. It opened like you said 5.5, so now you're saying they got to win by a touchdown. It's a tough one to bet.
I'm probably gonna wait. I'm gonna wait until the last possible minute, see if I can get +7.
There you go. It probably will. I mean, yeah. By Thursday night, looks like the public is kind of in on it at about a 5-1 ratio. So I don't see that changing during the week. So I think you'll see some sevens.
I agree. I totally agree. The first game I bet this week were the New York Giants +2.5 against the Buffalo Bills at home. I have so many theories on why this line opened where it did, all having to do with public sentiment and what people saw. This is a public perception point spread right here. Triple P, yeah. Alliteration. It's a PPP.
Yeah, so we opened the Bills 1.5, and we got some early Bills money, went up to 2.5, but now it's kind of flip-flop, and I think a lot of people, mainly the sharp guys, not a lot of people, just a few people, but a few sharp people, are starting to feel the same way that you do, and they're taking the 2.5 now, so we're actually heavier on the Giants, so I could see this line coming right back down to the opener and much closer to pick 'em by game time.
Wow, so I've definitely got the best of the number.
Yeah, and really, I mean, just from a layman's point of view, watching the Bills, if you did watch any of that Bills-Jets game, really didn't show much for 3 quarters. And then, again, week 1, you start to wonder some of these fourth quarter comebacks, if it's conditioning, there's a number of factors. But yeah, I could see the Giants being the play in this one, a home dog, getting a few points against not a very good team. With a quarterback that likes to turn the ball over a lot for the Buffalo Bills, not a strong play, but a good play.
Yeah, well, here's the challenge with this game is nobody was watching this game unless you have DirecTV or you have Red Zone, and so all people saw was the Bills come back against the Jets on the road from 16 points down. But everybody was watching the Giants play the Cowboys and saw the Cowboys steamroll them in the second quarter. And that was not Eli's fault. The Giants didn't lose this game because of Eli. And so you give me the Giants at home when they get into the film room and they get a little of optimism by saying, wait, there were certain things we did, but the Cowboys were just awesome in this game. And the Bills, people will see, were very bad. And they were playing against a very bad team. This is a good number for me. I'm really excited about it. L.A. Chargers. L.A. Chargers. You're done. I'm moving on. L.A. Chargers, yeah. -2.5 on the road against the Detroit Lions. Why do you do this? This is you make this so hard on people because you know what side people should be betting on this game.
Yeah. So the sharp guys have already taken the +3 on the Lions at home. And here's another game where, if you're a professional bettor, you like to see these numbers, a home dog getting at least 3 points. The public is going to be all over the Chargers in this one at about a 70% clip. We've already taken some pretty big money on the Lions. So that's an indication that, you'll probably see this line come down, even though the public is on the Chargers by game day. If you're looking to get a three, you should probably get it now, because closer to game day, this line is going to also come back down to a pick 'em.
How much money?
Five figures.
You've taken five figures on the Lions.
Yep.
Like a five-figure bet.
Not one bet. A series of bets.
Okay.
Series of bets. Yeah. And we've taken some tremendous action this past week. And it's like, you going back to what you said earlier about the popularity of sports betting. And now that we're in multiple jurisdictions, you know, you mentioned the Cowboys. We took a pretty large bet on the Cowboys at one of our properties to win the Super Bowl. So, yeah, we're seeing some action around the country now.
I am also in a pool. There's four of us. The entry fee is $2,000. And
wow.
We each pick.
Steep.
It is steep. It makes me very uncomfortable. I never, never bet that kind of money on anything. You know, it's like, it's the I sort of think about it as, it's the equivalent of basically $100 a week. And mm-hmm. It's a draft where you pick eight teams and you to win the Super Bowl. And so, you know, first pick, second pick, third pick, fourth pick, and then the guy who picks fourth gets two picks and you go back around. The two teams I took first were the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Wow,
and
nice.
And I also have a Cowboys 10-1 to win the NFC title.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good, right?
We had them, because we had them at 25-1 to win the Super Bowl prior to Sunday. They went down a little bit, so you got a decent number.
Yeah, I bet that, like, you know, during the summer. Indy is visiting Tennessee. Another really interesting game, right?
Yeah.
Indy played well, left a lot of opportunities to win that game on the field. Tennessee dominated against a Cleveland team that I think a lot of people thought, if you were betting, that was overrated and the Tennessee was the right side. So now Indy is +3, full disclosure. I've bet the Colts at +3.
Yeah, I think we got the number right here, and I don't see it moving too much. We said last week that the Colts were a very good team, even without Andrew Luck. So it didn't surprise me too much that they played a pretty good game against the Chargers. The Titans, you know, we had them rated pretty high too. Nobody really anticipated them blowing Cleveland out, but we did think that they were definitely a live dog in that game. And we mentioned that too last week, that, you know, the Browns hype really drove that number up, and you probably would have had some pretty good value on the Titans at +5.5. So in this game, I think the number's right on track. We're probably going to be heavy on the Titans with public money. Haven't gotten any sharp money yet on the Colts, but I would think that the sharp guys would want to bet the Colts in this one.
As you said, I have the Colts +3.
I know, you're the sharp guy.
Dallas Cowboys -5 against the Redskins on the road. Trap, trap, trap. Like this, like if I didn't have to bet this game because of Project 256 or bust, follow along in the Action app, I'd avoid it like the plague, because the right side is the Redskins, but I don't want to bet on this Redskins team.
A lot of sharp play on this one already. So we opened 5.5. First couple of bets were on the Redskins. We're down to 5. We're trying not to move it too far down, because the public is betting the Cowboys at about a 10-1 ratio. Like you said, everybody watched that. It was a high profile game on Sunday with the Cowboys and the Giants. Everybody was watching that one. Cowboys already have a strong following to begin with, being such a high profile team. Redskins actually played pretty well. They got the cover there. It was nip and tuck. It looked like they had the game in hand and was going to be one of the biggest upsets of the day against the Eagles. But, you know, again, even when a team plays better than we expect, we don't want to adjust them too much. So not a whole lot of adjustment here. This is probably would have been the number we would have made, you know, 2 weeks ago. So But I do think the sharp guys see the value at with the home dog in this one. It's a big rivalry game, so I think the right play is the Redskins, but it's tough to watch them. The Cowboys did look pretty good.
Yeah, that's going to be hard, really, really hard. I just feel like the Cowboys are so freaking good. Like, they've known it, they saw it. That second quarter was magical. I think they're a juggernaut.
Yeah, I think they are. And, everybody looks to the Eagles in that division, and the Eagles are going to be there. But, they're a good team. And, like I said, we've taken some pretty big bets already on them to win the Super Bowl.
I forgot to mention, I bet the Panthers Bucks under 49.5 on Thursday night.
Okay.
All right, another game that I bet, as I've noted in the past, in the Action Network app, once you've bet a game, it jumps to the top of sort of the schedule. So I've got to go by what I bet because I've already bet some games. Arizona, who I was so in love with against the Lions and kind of got bailed out, against the Ravens, who dominated the Dolphins. But this to me just feels like the line is 13.5. I bet the Cardinals at plus 13.5. Their defense isn't bad. And they held up against the Lions in the end. I'm a huge Kyler Murray fan. I think this could be a super exciting game. But I don't think we know anything about the Ravens at this point because they played such a dreadful team that is already in disarray, with players reporting like that they want out. Like, they want to get out of Miami as soon as possible. So I think you've overinflated this line, and I think you're going to get burned, and I think you're going to struggle because you might have to even go higher because that's where all the money's going to come in.
Yeah, so we definitely did over adjust, but I don't think that we're going to get burned because we know the public is going to be on the Ravens at about an 8-1 clip, 9-1 ratio, something like that. When I talked about some of the teams that we had to make adjustments on, obviously the Dolphins were one of them. But we couldn't take too much from that big blow out there. This team, they just had no morale. It's tough when you're front office unloads all of your best players prior to the first week of the game, and then try to tell the team that every game is important, and we're still trying to win a championship. That message is kind of muddled, so couldn't take too much from that game. Like you said, the Cardinals with Kyler Murray, it's such an intangible. The guy's got so much talent, but then you got a young quarterback who can make mistakes. And you saw him actually struggle for the first half and part into the third quarter, but then you saw signs of that talent, that greatness, and then obviously the comeback. So when you're talking about double digit favorites in the NFL, they have to be some really, really good teams. And the Ravens haven't proven themselves to be that really good team yet. So the line is overinflated, but we're okay with that.
You won't be on Sunday.
Well, if we take enough sharp money on the Cardinals, we'll offset some of that public money.
Minnesota at Green Bay, Packers -3, two teams that we both loved in week one. It's a good line.
It's perfect. I mean, you got two.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's a beautiful, it's like a beautiful baby line.
Yeah, it's a -3, Packers at home, Packers Vikings. We're going to get the 50-50 action on this game. I mean, that's a bookmaker's dream.
I don't even know what to do with this game. I don't think I have an opinion yet.
That's why it's a perfect line.
All right.
It really is a coin. It's one of those great matchups that you're going to get divided opinions on this. It's the sharp guys aren't really going to have a clear angle on this one. If they were able to get 3.5, it might be a small play on the Vikings. If they were laying 2.5, then you say, okay, Packers by field goals. But it's a tough one, which is good.
Well, then let's move on if nobody's got an opinion yet.
It's funny how, I love, this is like the epitome of sports betting, when you have the most marquee game on the board, the best game, but because the line neutralizes everything, there's nothing to talk about.
God, that is a great observation. You're so right. Like, these are two teams that could both go to the Super Bowl in a wide open NFC conference, And like Minnesota looked great on Sunday. Green Bay looked awful, but they beat a team that everyone had high expectations for. They are playing, it's like, it's two public teams with huge fan bases at one of the most beloved stadiums in football, with the best quarterback potentially in football, and a defense that is just unbelievable in the Vikings. And Dalvin Cook is one of the most exciting players. And because we can't get a read on the line, I want to move on to the next game.
Exactly. So funny.
Pittsburgh is a 4-point favorite against the Seahawks at home. I would take the Steelers in this game.
Totally agree with you on this one. You know, the Steelers are one of those teams that a lot of people have to, if you had to pick a couple of teams in the AFC that could actually kind of compete with the Chiefs and the Patriots, the Steelers are the team that kind of comes up all the time. And, you know, at home, coming off with a big loss against the Patriots, you know that they're going to be jacked to win one at home. Seahawks, you know, even with the talent, looks like they struggled quite a bit as almost a double-digit favorite. So I think even though you're laying a little bit more than a field goal, I think the Steelers are to play here.
Which way do you think this line is going to go?
I think it'll come down, actually. So if you're looking at the Steelers, I think you could probably get a 3.5 or a 3. The ticket count's pretty divided evenly, so the public isn't going to sway this. It's just a matter of some of the sharp guys, if they come in taking the +4 or the +3.5. So I do think it'll come down.
So you got to keep an eye out. I'm going to set an alert. I can set an alert for this line in the Action Network app, and that is what I'm going to do. I want to keep an eye on when it is moving. Isn't that cool? It's a cool feature, right?
I like that. It really is.
Maybe you should download the app. Check it out.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Jacksonville at Houston. You've got the Jags as a big, big dog.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You might be underrating Gardner Minshew. Did you see him play? Completed his first 13 passes.
I'm a big Minshew fan. We were rooting pretty heavily for the Jags against the Chiefs. It was one of the biggest games on the board that the sports books lost. So as soon as Foles went out, we became huge Minshew fans.
I was, desperately. I do this radio show every week with this guy named Nick Wright. Nick Wright hosts First Things First on FS1, the morning show on FS1. And he's also got a radio show on Mad Dog Radio at night on Sirius. It's a great show. I say almost nothing in all honesty without irony. He is fabulously talented, and he's a nemesis, yeah. And I kind of can't stand him, and I root for him to fail every day, but but he is ridiculously talented. And so I went on his show, and he's a huge Chiefs fan, and he knew that I was going to love the Jags. And an hour before I came on, he was talking about how much he loved the Chiefs. And he's like, in 1 hour, Chad Millman's going to come on and tell me all the reasons why you should like the Jags in this game. And literally, he said verbatim what I then said an hour later. And he said to his producer, cut this clip, play it when Chad comes on after he gives us the rundown of the Chiefs-Jags. And it was uncanny how accurate he was. So then we ended up, you know, doing a little scooch roulette our own. And that was the guy we decided to go head-to-head on. And he was texting me all Sunday, just ripping me for the Jags.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, fairness. I mean, you couldn't predict Foles going down. And I mean, as good as Minshew looked, it's still, I mean, a huge, huge drop down. So in this game, I think we got the line right. Sharp guys haven't weighed in on either side, +8.5 or -8.5. So I think we're okay in terms of the line. I think the problem with the Jags is you look at their secondary, and I mean, Mahomes just tore them apart. Guys just wide open, missed assignments. Now I kind of look at the Texans offense and what they were able to do against the Saints. I could see Watson doing the same thing to the Jags that Mahomes did. So, look, you know, that's why the line is so high, but I think the line is right.
All right, that's fair. Cincinnati is a 1-point favorite at home against the Niners. Listen, interesting games from these two teams. this past weekend.
Yeah.
How'd you set this line? What are the wise guys playing?
Well, actually, I think we dropped the ball on this one. Just a ton of Bengal money already. We opened the line 49ers minus two, and one of the most heavily bet games on the board, and we already swung to the Bengals minus one. So this might have been a game where actually we should have made an adjustment after week one, and we didn't. You look at that game, you know, the Bengals and the Seahawks, and you try not to take too much out of that game, but how much of it was the Bengals playing really well, or how much was the Seahawks playing poorly? So the sharp guys definitely gave us an indication of what it was. 49ers win against the Buccaneers, maybe not as impressive. And just a lot of money on the Bengals, and I think they're right on this one. The ticket count's identical, so I think we're going to see 50-50 from the public. But yeah, the Bengals, if you're just looking at point spreads, and we talked about this last week, sometimes you don't even look at the teams, but you look at the point spreads. This is a case where all the Bengals have to do is win the game at home. Even now, after the line move, they're only minus one. So it looks like a play.
Full disclosure, I bet the Bengals minus one.
After the move, okay.
I didn't get the best of the number. Yeah. I didn't get the best of the number, but I had to play it. All right.
Yeah.
We've got history to talk about right now. The New England Patriots on the road. They opened as 16.5-point favorites, 16. It's now up to 18.5. Could get to 19, which will make it the biggest road favorite in history. According to our Bet Labs database. Bet Labs is one of the tools that we use at Action Network. You can go sign up for it. One of our subscription products. It's amazing. Man, Scooch, listen, it's an automatic take. You close your eyes, you hold your nose, you take the Dolphins, and you move on.
You do. I mean, when we're making this line, we realize all the extenuating circumstances surrounding the turmoil of the Dolphins. But how high do you make it? Do you just automatically say it's going to, let's make the highest road favorite of all time? You know, we know how great the Patriots are. We know how bad the Dolphins are. It's hard to handicap morale. You know, how do you handicap morale if you're not there, you know, in the locker room all the time? It's such an intangible. You know the talent on the team. You know what they're capable of. But you know, it's like a fighter throwing in the towel, you know. So hopefully they keep this competitive. And the one thing about the Patriots is they don't ever let their foot off the gas pedal. And it doesn't matter who they're playing or what the score is. And it's one of the reasons why the public just loves to bet them.
But I got to bet the Dolphins.
Yeah, it's an automatic take. Just don't watch it. It'll make you sick.
Not only don't watch it, like, it's an automatic loss. I just feel crappy doing it.
You don't make a living betting against the Patriots.
I know. A wise man said that to me once. Chiefs are 8-point favorites on the road against Oakland. Another one. Like,
yeah.
Both of these teams, the Chiefs and the Patriots, are sort of annihilating every principle we've ever considered about road favorites. They're too explosive.
Yeah, they really are. Just what an incredible offense and so many weapons. You know, they're a fun team to watch. I'd really love them to see them going up a really good defense and just seeing one of those, you know, the top offenses against the top defense. In this one, you know, again, another case where we didn't make too many adjustments, and this is the same line you would have seen prior to the Raiders game Monday night, where they actually looked pretty good. But we know what the public is going to be doing in this one. We know they're going to be all over the Chiefs, so let's make it as high as we can. And I think we have the right number because we haven't seen any sharp action one way or the other on this one, kind of similar to that Texans game we just talked about. We're sitting there at 8, haven't moved it yet, and the sharp guys haven't weighed in. The public is obviously on the favorite, but not as big as some of the other games on the board.
Give it time.
I will.
Chicago Bears. I actually think this is the right line. Chicago Bears, 2 points favorite, 2-point favorites on the road against Denver. Like, neither of these teams showed. The Bears are probably better than much. The ceiling on the Bears is probably much, much higher from the floor that we saw on Thursday than the ceiling of the Broncos is from what we saw on Sunday, on Monday night.
Yeah, well said. And I see this line just going up. So if you're looking to bet the Bears, now's probably the time. I actually raised it a little bit this morning, and I bet it's closer to three. You know, it's, if you look at which team, like you said, has more of an upside, the Bears, look at that same team that they had last year, essentially. And I think the Broncos were a little overrated. We talked about them early on getting a lot of action during the summer with the Broncos to win the Super Bowl, and thinking that, you know, getting Flacco was kind of the missing piece, and if they only had a quarterback to get over that hump. But I think that hype was a little too much. And, you know, with the Bears playing a little poorly in week one, I look for them to kind of rebound in this one.
Next game is the Rams as 3-point favorites over the Saints. We got three more games to go. Sunday afternoon game, Sunday night game, and Monday night game. Rams as 3-point favorites over the Saints. I like the Rams in this game.
Wow. I mean, what do you say about this? Obviously, you think the Saints have a little revenge in mind?
No, wait. No. I like the Saints in this game.
Oh, you like the Saints?
I do.
Okay.
I got distracted. Yeah, I mean, you know, Darren Rovella is coming on after you. We're going to do our Super Contest picks. And he just texted me to let me know that he's outside the door. And so I lost my concentration.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, what do you say about this one? It's another one like the Vikings-Packers where two great teams going head-to-head. Talk about trying to handicap emotion or handicap morale. This would be a perfect, you know, case study on how players perform and under circumstances around last year and how their Saints season ended. So right now the public is kind of tossed on this one, slightly favoring the Saints, but not overwhelming. Sharp guys haven't weighed in on this one. I don't think the sharp guys would want to lay the three on the Rams against a, you know, a great team like the Saints. If anything, I think they take it, but I like the number and I think it's pretty solid.
This is different to me than the Vikings and the Packers. It's a nuanced idea, but this is the national afternoon game with teams in a rematch from the NFC title game who just won big games. Like, I feel like people are going to want to figure out a side. Whereas Minnesota, Green Bay, they'll happily skip and not try to figure it out. Whereas here, people are going to want an opinion.
No, that's a great point. And the afternoon games, when you only have three games to choose from, people aren't want to just skip over it. So just because they can't figure out the line. So they'll definitely want action in this one.
All right. Philly is now a 1-point favorite against Atlanta. I think this game opened pick and the money came in on Philly, probably from the public. I think the wise guys sit this one out until they get to a better number on the Falcons.
I moved this one to 2 early this morning from 1. We did open pick. We got some early money on the Eagles. I went right to 2. But because this is the Sunday night game and all those parlays rolling into it and the amount of exposure we're going to have going to the Eagles, we would rather be on the high side. So I'm going to keep inching this with just a few bets and see at what point the sharp guys start taking the Falcons. They haven't taken the 2, which means I'm going to be on a 2.5 here early and see if they take 2.5. But I definitely think you'll see some threes at some point.
Then I'm waiting until it gets a 3, and I'll take Atlanta.
Oof, I've never heard you take Atlanta in any circumstances.
Why would I say this? That's stupid.
You hate the Falcons.
Hate the Falcons? That was dumb. I can't believe I said that. Let me reevaluate that. I don't want to be stuck to a decision yet. All right, last game Monday night before Scooch Roulette, and then Darren Revelle is coming in, and me and him and Simon Hunter are doing our Super Contest picks. Cleveland, 2.5-point favorite on the road at the Jets. I like this. I like this. I would take the Browns in this game.
Really?
Yeah.
That's rare to take a road favorite like this, but the public agrees with you on this one. Sharp guys haven't weighed in yet. This is probably one where the public isn't they're not going to give up on the Browns just off of that week one performance. They're going to be all over the Browns in this one. It might be another case where you see a 3 by game time. So if you are going to bet the Browns, you probably want them now at 2.5.
All right. it's time for everybody's favorite part of the show. Music, please. I like to wait till the last note is rung.
I saw that. That's great.
Give me your pick, Scooch. You get to go first because I think you won last week.
Okay. Well, I hate to be on the same side as the wise guys, but I think Cincinnati is the right play -1 at home. And you mentioned you already played it, so that just reinforced it for me.
All right. You know what I'm going to go with then?
What?
But here's what I want from you. We know this line is going to move in the direction I need, so I want you to give me 0.5 right now.
Give you 0.5? What is this? Let's make a deal?
Yeah. I want you to give me Pittsburgh -3.5 over Seattle.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
It's going that way.
It is going that way. Yeah, so that's not a stretch.
Give me Pittsburgh -3.
Yeah. Oh, come on now. No way. Nope.
All right, fine. Give me Pittsburgh -3.5.
I'll lay the 3.5.
Pittsburgh -3. I'll lay the 3.5. All right. I got Pittsburgh. Patrick, will you make a note? Patrick, the producer, make a note. I have Pittsburgh -3.5. Scooch has Cincinnati -1. That way we can keep track for next week. So now I don't have to listen.
Can I have
to
Cincinnati get a pick?
Nope. Now, now I don't have to listen to this craptastic podcast. I don't have to listen back to it to find out what my picks were. Bob Scucci, you're the best, as always. Let's break another record this week, all right?
Sounds good, Chad. Thanks.
Talk to you, brother. All right, we're going to get back to the podcast in 1 second. But first, week one is in the books, folks, but DraftKings isn't finished celebrating with some huge fantasy football contests. For week two of the football season, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, is giving new users a free shot at more than $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit when you put in code FAVORITES. During sign-up, hit that code FAVORITES, folks. It keeps us in business. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, throw, and catch mean more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Just draft your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. That's $500. That's extra cash to play with this football season. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game quite like having a shot at more than $1.5 million in prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code FAVORITES. Code FAVORITES, folks, for a limited time. Both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus of up to $500. New users, don't forget my code. What is my code? FAVORITES to get a free shot at over $1.5 million in prizes with your first deposit. That's code FAVORITES. I don't think you can forget it because it's FAVORITES only at DraftKings. A minimum of $5 deposit is required. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Let's get back to the show. We are back and it's that time. Darren Revelle is joining me right now.
John Q.
Public is joining me right now. Last week, we had 5 picks for the Super Contest, the Las Vegas Westgate Superbook Super Contest. Season-long pick'em contest for the NFL. You pick 5 games over the course of the year. The winner of the more than 3,000 people who have entered gets $1.5 million. Darren and I started 3-2. At the end of this segment, professional bettor Simon Hunter, he is based in the New Jersey area, legit professional bettor, not his name, but actually just a fan of the podcast, fan of what we do, also a fan of proving us wrong, and reached out to me many weeks ago and said, listen, I think you guys are fun, but I don't think you know anything, and so I'm going to come on and help you guys figure it out, and last week he certainly did. We're going to have him come on and judge in a little bit. First up, Darren, you had pretty good, you made some nice choices last week.
I did. I was 4-1 in the Action Network Pick'em. I was 4-1 in my money bets that I made. I felt pretty good, and I felt really good that our big conversation was about the Chiefs and the Jaguars, and the Chiefs did it, and the Jaguars actually might be that bad.
They might be that bad. You need to move back a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever done any
How's
kind
that?
Of.
radio,
television,
or
radio, or podcasting, or anything. But
how's that?
You're a little bit too
I'm hot.
There you go.
How's
there
that?
You go. Patrick, okay. The producer, has
okay,
fixed
yeah,
it for
I've done this once or twice yeah. before, but is yeah. that okay?
You look good.
Okay, now I can talk to Chad.
Talk to me. Talk to me. Listen. Also, it should be noted, you're playing a little bit hurt. You did the one chip challenge of like the super red dragon pepper chip
yeah,
challenge.
Carolina Reaper, top Scoville units. I thank you for giving me an extra 10 minutes. I'm much better than I was 10 yeah. minutes ago.
And so just also so we know, two guys from Action Network who did it with you have already gone home.
One has gone home and one is down for the count. Definitely not productive today, for sure.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, thank God it's just Tuesday. Darren, let's not dilly-dally. Let's talk about your picks right now.
You know, I know the one that you're going to absolutely go nuts over, and I just feel so good. I know it's basically the biggest point spread in...
No. No. No, we're not doing this.
But the Patriots are just that good, and the Dolphins are just that bad, that I'd recommend at 18.5, we enter the Super Contest with the Patriots to cover against the Dolphins.
Next.
That's how you dismissed me with the Jaguars Chiefs when I said the Chiefs. All the sharps were on the Jaguars. Browns Jets. I think, as I thought last week, the Browns are totally overrated. They are they are not the sum of their parts. They are each individual parts, especially with Odell Beckham and his $190,000 watch. I was not that upset with the Jets. Yeah, they pooched it in normal Jets style. But I like the Jets at home. They're 2.5-point dogs, right? Yeah. Take them.
All right, so I like the Browns in this game, but I could be convinced. I could totally be convinced. I do think there are five better picks on the board than the Jets, than the Jets minus 2.5. There might be 10 better picks on the board than the Patriots minus 18.5.
Listen, the NFL is so tough. I truly believe it is, while we all want to bet it, it is clearly not the best sport to bet. It is so difficult. And I just like the challenge, I think, which is maybe stupid, of doing Browns-Jets, because I think now you'll have the value of saying, well, the Brown, you still get value out of the Browns being not as good as we thought, because it's week two, if that is true. So I like them. I like the Jets as 2.5-point dogs. Eagles-Falcons.
Jesus, you are picking like every game that makes me sick to my stomach.
Eagles got off to a very slow start. The Falcons, I am, you know, we have information, but I'm not really leaning anywhere. I think the Eagles will know what they're doing. They barely won. You know, they were 10-point favorites last week. Did we take that game?
No.
No. I think the Eagles is 1-point favorites on the road. I like the Eagles.
Well, the Eagles are 2.5-point
well,
favorites.
Now they are.
Well, that's where... So the Super Contest line is going to be
wherever
closer
it
to that.
Is. Okay. I'm fine with 2. As long as it's not 3.5.
All right. Let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. Do you know that you are basically making...
All
the public picks, yes. But like violating every cardinal rule of betting, which is don't take road favorites. That's all you're doing is taking road favorites right now.
I don't realize I'm taking road favorites. No, I'm not. The Jets are at home.
I know. Two of your three picks are
fine, but I'm just taking who I think. You've just decided they're road favorites, and that's my strategy. It's not my strategy. It's not my strategy. I'm just picking who I think. Anyway, let's go again.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's next? You got two more picks.
Okay, now I'm going to take a road dog.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Love it.
As almost a 2-touchdown dog in Baltimore. So Baltimore went completely crazy. The Dolphins stink.
I love this pick.
Yeah, this is a definite for us.
Love it.
So that was my number two pick. I'm doing an order, 5-4-3-2-1.
Okay,
so
no, that's good.
The Patriots are the ones that...
You're learning
craziest.
A little bit. This is good. It's like okay. you're the student
so
who's learning from the
Action
Network.
You have it at 13.5?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And my number one pick... I know you're not going to like it. Away favorite Dallas. Who cares about FedEx Field?
Doesn't disgust me.
I think the Giants stink, but I was impressed with the Cowboys play week one. Five, I like that number, as long as it doesn't get to seven. We have to discuss what happens if something changes, obviously, but we have to put in our picks now.
Yep.
But as long as it doesn't get to seven, I'm good. I like Dallas. So again, reviewing my picks, I like Dallas. That's a five. They're 5-point favorite at Washington. I like the Arizona Cardinals as 13.5-point dogs in Baltimore. I like the Eagles as, what, 2, 2.5 in Atlanta favorites. I like the Jets as 2.5-point dogs at home. And I like the New England Patriots to cover 18.5 in Miami.
All right, so those are really good picks. I'm going to give Patrick Simon's number. We're going to call him up. I'm going to give you my picks right now. With you on the Cardinals. Let's definitely do the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Plus 13.5. I like the Giants plus 2.5 against the Buffalo Bills. And I like them better than any pick you have. A couple of reasons. Number one, I always like a home team that is a short dog. Number two, I feel like everyone is betting on the Bills and the reason they're the favorite. I quoted this as in the first part of the podcast with Bob Scucci, a public perception point spread. It's a triple P, public perception point spread. The Giants are underdogs because they got blown up by the Cowboys in one quarter, who looked amazing and like world beaters. The Bills are favorites because everyone...
Ultimately, they won, but they still did not play great.
And not only that, people only saw the final score and heard the highlights. Oh, my God, the Bills came back. Nobody was watching that game.
I did actually watch that game.
Right, but you're in the New York, New Jersey area.
But I'm saying it was not that convincing. They won. I agree with you there.
Okay. Yep. So I like the Giants plus 2.5.
Let's put that in. I like that.
All right, so now we got two. The Bengals as 1-point favorites.
I didn't watch the game against the Seahawks.
They played really well.
Right.
The Niners were lucky to beat the Bucks, but I'm just doing it because that's what the wise guys are doing right now.
All right, I'm not convinced on that.
All right,
actually.
Well, you know what? Simon Hunter is going to come on, and he's going to make a decision for us. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers as 4-point favorites over the Seattle Seahawks. Again, I think that the Seahawks are a little overvalued, and I think that the Steelers are way undervalued for getting blown out by the Patriots on Sunday night. Okay, so that was that. Steelers minus 4.
I might take that.
4.
That's not
bad. And then the last game that I want to bet, sorry about that, people. I rubbed the microphone a little too close to my sweatshirt here.
Why don't you just do the Patriots with me? Come on.
No.
It's fun.
No way. No way. But I will do the Colts plus 3.
Colts see, I don't know what three. To feel about the Colts. I don't think I got any week one information from them, really.
What I got is that...
It's not a disaster.
What I got is that, like, there's probably just too much... Again, it's week two. It's overreaction. You know, week two is overreaction week. So, like, the Titans blew out the Browns, who everybody thought was going to the Super Bowl. So now bookmakers are thinking, okay, everyone thinks the Titans are so great, and now they're going to overvalue them against the Colts, who actually left a lot of points on the field against the Chargers and probably could have won that game instead of losing it in overtime.
That's what we have to do this week to win. We have to play the overvalues from week one.
All right, so we're going to bring Simon in. Simon Hunter, are you on the phone?
Yes, sir. How's it going, boys?
Oh, man. You helped us to a big win last week because, you know, we went 3-2, and you got us on the Cowboys, and I think that was the deal breaker there. That's the one that put us over the top.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely a no-sweat kind of game. I knew about 5 minutes in, that was going to be an easy one.
Do you look at that game and think, oh, my God, the Cowboys are world beaters, and that's an indication of what they're going to be for the rest of the year, or was that...
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Why?
That's definitely a spot where... Just notoriously, Cowboys at home against a divisional rival. I knew that matchup-wise, they're going to be more ready for that game than the Giants were going to be. I think I told you guys that line was off, but I didn't know they were going to kill them that bad.
Well, no, I was shocked by that. But that what you were bringing up is like a great point because we can talk about that Redskins-Cowboys game because Darren loves it and wants to make it part of our picks for the Super Contest. How'd you do in the Super Contest this past week, by the way?
I did get in gold. We do a little, we go weird with gold. We do chalk. So I think we lost on the Browns and we had the Cowboys, the Rams, Houston with the +7, and then we did the Vikings.
What does that mean? You do chalk, so like you're only taking sides that everybody's
we like to fade the sharps because it's mainly sharps in that competition. So we do a little differently.
Well, that's
for
smart. I like that.
Yeah, that's totally interesting. And then how did you do in the pedestrian contest that Darren and I are in?
Unfortunately, I went 3-2. I mean, I was all about picking the Raiders, but I got talked out of it. They went Denver, so we lost on the Denver one.
And you were all about the Jaguars.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one. When I get a system that can predict a QB getting hurt on his first touchdown pass,
That's true.
Yeah, that was a bad one, but I mean, it's after that, the defense I think got in a fight the next series out with the Chiefs. I was just like, well, that's a bad one.
Well, look, like you and I were texting on Sunday, and like, you know, not just it wasn't Nick Foles, it was like.
He looked good.
Gardner Minshew looked great. Nick Foles looked fine, but it was like the defense preferring. The defense preferring to fight the Chiefs instead of tackle the Chiefs. I think is what really did us in.
I mean, how do you do that at home in Week One in front of your home crowd?
It was pathetically embarrassing.
I don't got much to say about the Jags.
All right, so
even I do.
Go ahead.
I do understand why he was just like that. That was a terrible call. I mean, at the Sammy Watkins touchdown, it's just like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, so you make a great point about the Cowboys. They're now 5-point favorites on the road at Washington. This should be a classic wise guy play. Like, you've got...
I sprinted to the window on Sunday night as soon as I saw that number. I got Washington at 6.5 or 6.
You guys drive me nuts. You guys drive me
nuts. I know. That's one of those where I knew he was going to say it, so we didn't have to put that line there because that's too sharp. That's definitely one of those games where it's huge pros versus Joes.
It's massive pros versus Joes, but also, like, at the number we would get in the Super Contest, it's already lost the value. Like, it's at a dead number right now. And there's no...
I bet you it's going to close at 7.
I said...
The public is just going to keep pounding this.
All right, I said if it got to 7, I don't want a part of it. But Joe Willie Revelle won last week in the pros versus Joes. So
that is
I'm
very
feeling
true.
Pretty good.
That was a great, great week for Joe Public.
Over the long haul, I'd rather be on the sharp side than the Joe side.
Well, we're partners.
Long
so
term.
We're not divergent here. We have the same goal of taking home the 1.5 milli.
All right. So
exactly, 100%.
So we, Darren and I both agree on the Cardinals +13.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the mentality, but I'm not a huge fan of rookies on the road in their first start, especially against Harbaugh, who's a great, great coach. I mean, Baltimore... I told you, I think, in week 3 of the preseason, I loved Baltimore week 1. I couldn't get enough of that line. So I don't like that spot there, actually.
All right, I'm taking it off the list.
Really? Does he get the right to undo what we agree to? Is he the third cog here? Is that contractually?
He's better at this than we are.
So that's off now because he doesn't like that's off. I just want to make sure, is week 2, I want to know the terms and conditions of what's going on here.
Dan, I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but remember last week when you liked the Eagles and you liked Seattle Seahawks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to steer you wrong here, my man.
I like when Simon comes after you instead of me.
It's okay. I can take it. If anyone could take it, it's me.
You know what Darren loved? He loved the Patriots -18.5.
And as a pro, obviously we're going to be on Miami, but the Patriots break every rule. There are no rules with sports betting with them.
So will you let us take it?
No.
I honestly would.
Let's do it.
This line's going to close at 21.5, so that's
oh,
what
right.
Probably
it's gonna, by Thursday, it'll be.
There's no way I will take this. There's no.
I won't take it above 20. If it is 21, I'm out. So I guess we're probably out.
But,
all right, what about this one?
It's such an insane number.
What about this one?
That Patriots defense, unbelievable.
It's scary. The whole thing is scary.
It's unfair. It's unfair.
Something's going to get. It can't work out for them. This is just. It's unfair. It really is.
What about Giants +2.5? Like you did with the with the Redskins. As soon as I saw this, I was all over it.
Oh yeah. I mean, the kind of game where the Bills, if they were playing a semi-competent team, they would have got destroyed. But the Giants are so bad. I do like the line where I think it's up to what, +2.5 now?
Yeah.
That's another one, though. There's other better home teams that we could be on instead of that one.
Wow, you are like coming after all of our picks. We're not going to have anything left.
We're going to submit one pick. Seriously. Yeah, we just have one. Sorry, we just have
That's
one
it.
Pick this week.
All right. Let's go.
We're working through it.
Wait, what about my Jets as a 2.5-point dog at home? The Browns are still, I'm overreacting maybe on the Browns, but I think they are not the sum of their parts. They are Odell Beckham and his watch and Baker Mayfield and whatever dangerous. I like the Jets as 2.5-point dogs at home.
I mean, I loved the Bills last week, so I think we're going to have to ban your homer picks for the Jets every week.
Okay.
I do like that spot, though.
I am a Jets fan. But
I know. So it's like, I'm an Eagles fan, but I bet against the Eagles last week, and I'm betting against them this week.
Why do you like the Jets in this spot?
The Jets are in a good spot when it's since they just got embarrassed. And, I mean, I know the Cleveland's coming in embarrassed, but no one believes in the Jets. That was horrible, horrible display. But I mean,
you knew it was happening. You knew it was.
Let him finish. He's the professional.
I do like the pick with the Jets. I mean, a home team. I think they're catching. Plus 2.5, and they're probably getting less than 20-30% of the bet. I mean, week two, it's a great overreaction as a sharp. You get so much values in these lines this week.
Our app says it's they're getting 21% of the money.
Wow.
I think that that's going to go up to 3.
It may. All right. You know what?
It may.
I'll tell you what. Let's think about the Jets at plus 2.5, and let's.
Yeah.
What do you think of the What do you think of the Bengals -1?
I love this spot in the sense that, like, same with the last week in the Bengals, is that it was a new offense. And I know that that's why a lot of people didn't want to take the Bengals, but the Bengals always start out really good. I mean, it's the middle of the season where they always just fall apart and disappear. But San Fran, I don't think every week they can count on 2 pick-sixes to get him into a game. I mean, everything we said about Jimmy G last week being true, he looked very bad. So this is a good spot for the Bengals.
I feel like you're not being convincing enough in telling us what we should do.
I mean, I have other, like, you guys are picking games that where I do like the Bengals, but, like, with home teams, like, I like Pittsburgh a lot. That's a great value
game. It's on my list. Pittsburgh is on my list.
I mean, Seattle, I think everyone saw last week, their new offense style is going to be to run it and roughle not the pass that much. And you can't be doing that against Pittsburgh at home where they're notorious for Big Ben throwing for 400 or 500 yards.
Okay, so I'll just say, I'm going to third that, so we're in on the Steelers.
Right now, I see us doing. Right now, I have us the Jets plus 2.5, Bengals -1, Steelers -4. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, have you guys talked about all about the Colts?
Dude, the Colts are the next one on my list. Colts +3. I've already bet the Colts +3.
I mean, they should have won that game by 7. So
that's what I think.
All those San Diego Charger people got really lucky with their teasers and their bets.
That's what I think. I think the Colts, like, left so many points on the field.
They
100%. The Chargers got so lucky to win this game. And it's one of these things where, like, this is another one, a public perception point spread, right? Like, everyone saw Tennessee destroy the Browns, big high-profile game. And all anyone knows is that the Colts lost to the Chargers in overtime. They don't really know how. They didn't watch the game.
I need to lodge a special request here. Mm-hmm. I need another Joe Public with me. Because you guys are talking your sharp language all over the place here. And it really, it's annoying. Like, this is how we lose the Super Contest. You guys patting each other on the back and saying how great your theories are. I need another Joe Public with me next week so that we can go, this geeky stuff.
By the way, we're giving you the Jets.
Yes, okay.
You have the Jets.
I'm Jets.
All right, Simon. In your
and 3-2 is not that terrible thing.
No, I know.
We're going to be in the money, buddy.
I know.
All right, well, let's talk about this. Simon, you did this so well last week. You had us on a public favorite on the Cowboys. Like, when you're looking at your numbers, what's the fifth game we should put in there that is a sort of public side that'll appease my friend Darren?
I don't know if it's the public side because I think people are going to probably be taking the Saints, but I do like L.A. The Rams.
Tell me why.
I mean, it's saying it should be -6.5. So I think it's more about like I obviously put in all, updated all the numbers and stuff. Like I'm not overreacting too much to week one, but L.A. Rams, their line, their D line is incredible. And Goff played absolutely terrible last week.
He did,
and they were up by 10 points, I think, like at Carolina. So
and that New Orleans team is I think New Orleans showed who they were.
Me too.
So I'm.
I mean, if Bill O'Brien wasn't a bad coach, Houston would have won that game.
Correct.
I don't know what that defense was.
What was that defense on that last play where they needed exact like 7 yards and they were playing prevent?
Yeah.
Seriously, I honestly had the money line on Houston. I was just like, am I really watching the prevent defense when all they need is a field goal?
Yeah, that was pretty stunning. And like everyone just sort of standing on the sideline, like, yep, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
This is clearly the best defensive strategy.
I actually thought Drew Brees was going to mess it up because he thought of how he like they confused him with how good of a look they gave him, like it was just too easy.
Right.
Anyway, I really want our fifth pick to be New England minus 18.5.
That's so many points.
No way.
How about if it stays under 20, we go with it. If it goes above 20, we
but
don't.
But this is just stupid. Like, why do you want to play against the percentages? Like, do you want to win 1 point? You like money more than anybody else I know.
I do like money a lot.
Like, so why do you want to pick a team where the percentage is so heavily against you? Because like,
I think the doll. Who? What team? What players are requesting trades after week one?
Yeah.
I mean,
and New England breaks all the gambling rules. Like, all the percentages, you have to throw them out the window.
I think the Dolphins are completely dysfunctional. I don't even think they want to play. I think they're just, they'll be on the field because they get a paycheck, and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick want to ram it down their throats. They want to put up 60 if they can. I think this is free money.
Simon, be the tight.
I wish I could talk him off the ledge, but I'm with Dan. I love the Patriots.
It's one
of those games where, as a pro, like I have to take Miami's money line, but they look like they quit. If I watched that entire Baltimore game, I'm not the points bet guy that bet all that money, but I had a lot on the Baltimore game, and I was just laughing. They were not trying. They do not want to play for that team.
Are you guys kidding me that you're both going to say, let's take the Patriots over the Rams?
I think it's a more comfortable game for me.
In that spot, I would go Patriots.
All right.
As long as it does, 20 is my number.
Okay.
Okay, if it 19.5 is the last number we take that. Once it hits 20, I'll give you the Rams.
So what are you guys going to do for backup? I mean, I know you're not going to want to do Denver against your Bears.
No, do we have five now?
Well, we have five right now, but if we don't do the, if the Patriots number moves, because the Westgate numbers don't come out till Wednesday night. We're recording this Tuesday afternoon.
And I do think it's going to hit 21 by the time.
Then I'm
there.
Out. I won't do 21.
Me neither.
Do you like Denver against the Bears? Is that your next best like system play there?
I mean, every year. I do this. It's unbelievable how undervalued Denver is. In the like first 2 weeks, I think they're 19-1 straight up at home.
Huh.
So I mean, just playing the percentages, it's one of those games where I think Denver's probably going to close at 3 plus 3 plus 3.5, and I don't see the Bears winning by more than a field goal.
All right,
but that's one of those games where everyone just watched them on Monday night look terrible.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. I totally agree. All right, so we'll go with the Patriots, and then our backup will be the Broncos.
Okay.
Well, do you like the Broncos, or you guys like Green Bay at home? They're catching three.
I don't love Green Bay.
Green Bay, to me, is I don't know what to think of them. They're like, I look at
it. But Minnesota's coming in hype. So.
Yeah, I don't like this game, though, because, oh, look, what I should really say is that it's the same philosophy for why I am betting other games, like Steelers got blown out. The Seahawks are coming in hyped. The Vikings are coming in hyped. The Packers didn't play very well. National television games. I should be on the Packers. I think I like the Packers better than the Broncos. I think I just talked myself into it.
Ooh, no, no.
Yeah,
let me tell you why I'm not. Packers, for me, it's like Mike McCarthy should be on the sidelines. He's not. I don't know if
What?
I'm just saying he should
be. Yeah, that makes no sense.
No. Hold on. I'm saying that it's all false. It's like Aaron Rodgers. Is he the Aaron Rodgers of old? Maybe not.
Right.
I have a identity crisis problem with the Packers. I'm not saying Mike McCarthy deserves
but
his
don't
job.
Don't overreact too much. He did just play a top three defense at home opening night.
Also, can we not be making decisions based on Darren's psychological issues with Mike McCarthy, whether or not he's still on the field, or if Aaron Rodgers is, you know, the greatest quarterback who's ever played or not? Like,
we're, yeah, just on a 1 week tour here.
Can we take the advice of the guy who does this for a living?
Do you know who I am?
Just once. Can we take the? We're going with the Patriots. If we don't get the Patriots, let's go with the Packers or the Broncos.
What's the Packers spread?
Three.
Three. They're at home.
Yeah. You know what? I'm making an executive decision. We're going with the Packers. If we don't go with the Patriots,
you're the boss.
We're going with the Packers.
Okay. Get this guy a resume.
Simon, anything else you want to say? Do you feel like we ended up in the right place? Let me recap. Jets plus
2.5.
Bengals minus
Which
1.
Which I can't believe I agreed to with Darren after all he said to me.
I know. Bengals minus 1. Steelers minus 4. Colts plus 3. Patriots, as long as it stays below 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
And if not, then the Packers minus 3.
I like it. And before I go, today is Suicide Awareness Day, so definitely reach out to friends. You never know who needs a phone call.
I like that. Today's Tuesday. I like that message. It's an important message.
And my point is, try not to let it get to that point. You know, if someone...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Always reach out for help.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on your friends.
Say something.
I like that, Simon. Simon Hunter, you'll join us every week, and you will give us good advice, and you promised last week you're going to get us in the money, and you got us a 3-2 last week. And,
there we go. It's a good start for us.
It is a very good start.
Definitely hard doing picks on Tuesday, but we're going to make it work.
We're going to get there.
Hey, if we do this right, you're not going to talk to us towards the end of the season because we're going to be competing for the 1.5.
No.
He's in the goal. By the way, this guy's so good. He doesn't. The 1.5 is chump change for this guy. He doesn't.
We need a Sean Connery introduction for this guy. Now on the Favorites podcast, Simon Hunter.
I agree. Let's get one done. Patrick, the producer, we're telling him we need an intro for Simon. Simon, thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
Talk to you later. All right, this has been the Favorites podcast from the Action Network. I want to thank Bob Scucci, bookmaker of the world from Boyd Gaming, for coming on the podcast. As always, Darren Revelle, my nemesis, my public nemesis, Simon Hunter, the professional bettor who's going to keep us straight. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Download the podcast from Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Go to radio.com, search for The Favorites, our partners at radio.com. We got our brand new show, me and Scooch, Sunday mornings, 12 to 1, countdown to kick off from the Action Network on radio.com. You're going to hear it beginning this Sunday. Thank you. Love you.